from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Two members of the U.S.-led coalition in Syria, one American, the other British, were killed in a roadside bomb blast. Five others were wounded. Meantime, President Trump says the U.S. is on its way out of Syria.
We're going to be coming out of there real soon. Going to get back to our country, where we belong, where we want to be.
U.S. has more than 2,000 military personnel in Syria, 60 of whom have been killed since the campaign to destroy the Islamic State began in 2014. A senior United Nations official told the Security Council the situation in Gaza might deteriorate in the coming days and called for civilians, particularly children, not to be targeted. U.S. diplomat Walter Miller also spoke.
We are deeply saddened by the loss of life today. We urge those involved to take steps to lower tensions and reduce the risk of new clashes. Bad actors who use protests as a cover to incite violence endanger innocent lives.
At least 16 Palestinians were killed, hundreds injured by Israeli security forces confronting one of the largest Palestinian demonstrations in recent years along the Israeli-Gaza border. Israeli military also accused militants of trying to carry out attacks under the cover of mass protest. The Czech Republic has extradited to the United States a Russian citizen accused of hacking the LinkedIn website, stealing 117 million passwords. The agreement to send Yevgeny Nikulin to the United States came as Russia also requested the extradition. Russia accuses Nikulin of an alleged theft from an online money transfer company in 2009. This is VOA News. Kremlin has been giving marching orders to the so-called unfriendly diplomats from Western countries in retaliation for collective Western expulsion of Russian diplomats. That story now from VOA's Cindy Sain.
State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert reacted to the news that Russia plans to mirror the coordinated expulsions of Russian diplomats by the U.S., Britain, and some 25 other countries after the poisoning of a former double agent in Britain with a Russian nerve agent. She said the Kremlin's retaliation is not justified.
Russia should not be acting like a victim. The only victims in this situation are the two victims in the hospital in the UK right now.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov announced the expulsions and said they will also expel diplomats from other countries. Cindy Sain, VOA News, the State Department.
Catholic churches in Colombia have donated a quarter million communion wafers to congregations in neighboring Venezuela, where a food crisis has led to shortages of the holy bread. Venezuela's food shortages have affected churches' ability to get ingredients to make communion wafers. Venezuela's economic crisis, which has been fueled by a decline in oil production, has led to shortages of many staple food items. Thousands gathered in Jerusalem for Good Friday observances. Robert Berger was there.
Pilgrims from around the world packed into the narrow cobblestone alleyways of the Via Dolorosa in Jerusalem's Old City to take part in the traditional Good Friday procession. They retraced the footsteps of Jesus to the 14 stations of the cross. Gary Osterberg is from Canada.
Oh, it's an honor to be in this land like this. It's been great.
Jewish pilgrims also flocked to Jerusalem to celebrate the start of the week-long biblical holiday of Passover.
That is Robert Berger reporting. United Nations Security Council has blacklisted dozens of ships and shipping companies over oil and coal smuggling by North Korea, boosting pressure on Pyongyang as leader Kim Jong-un plans to meet with his South Korean and U.S. counterparts. Afghanistan set to hold the much-delayed elections in October for parliament and local districts. Senior election officials are saying much needs to happen quickly in order to meet that timeline. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always available on the VOA mobile app. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.